previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's biggest company, Naspers, and its consumer internet subsidiary, Prosus, are on track to hit their targets in e-commerce. This includes what Naspers calls a step change for local online delivery business Takealot. They're reporting a surge in profitability for the first half of their financial year, with revenue up 22% to $3.6 billion. The e-commerce businesses are reporting a 70% increase in adjusted EBITDA to $530 million. CEO of both companies, Fabrizio Bloisi, says the group is on track to achieve its target of adjusted EBITDA of $1.1 billion for the full year. He also revealed the company's making strong use of AI and building the biggest AI lab in Europe. And on the local front, Takealot.com saw its gross merchandise value climb 16%, while EBITDA was up 87% to $28 million, or $486 million South African. Eskom is worried about the global upsurge in demand for power transmission lines. Chairman Ntetho Nyati says this could affect the affordability of South Africa's plan for a national power grid upgrade. Eskom expects to install 14,000 kilometers of lines over the next decade to connect more renewable energy plants, expand clean power, and cut costs. Speaking on the sidelines of the G20 in Johannesburg, Nyati revealed that Eskom is thinking about doing some of the manufacturing locally, using it as an opportunity to re-industrialize the country. Staying with Eskom, it's reached a final settlement with construction firm Stefanuti Stocks in a five-year battle over work done at the Kusile power station. Eskom will pay Stefanuti 580 million rand after seemingly endless wrangling over who owed what and to whom. Eskom had originally held that it had overpaid Stefanuti and other construction firms by 1 billion rand, but this was disputed. Turning to the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the all-share index up 0.3%, the top 40 up 0.4%. London's FTSE just below flat. In New York, the Dow up 0.4%, but the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both came back very strongly. The former up 1.6%, the latter up 2.7%. Tech stocks rebounded on reports that Facebook parent Meta Platforms is in talks to spend billions of dollars to use Google's AI-focused chips. East Asia quiet this morning, Tokyo up 0.1%, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney flat. The US dollar unchanged at 1.15 to the euro, the rand at 17.32 to the dollar, 19.95 to the euro, 22.69 to sterling. Gold at 4,144, platinum 1,555, Bitcoin just over 87,700, and Brent crude oil $63.10 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.